Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When does the McLaurin hold-in, hold-out become a detriment to the team?
Mm-hmm.
I think Earl Forsey said we're there. I don't necessarily think we are yet.
I don't think we are either.
But a detriment to the team needs to be defined. I think him not being there is obviously a pain in the butt. It's worse than him being there. But I don't think it makes preparation for the Giants or their effectiveness against New York any less likely or watered down. When does that change? We can open up the phones on that at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
So I don't think he's playing in the first preseason game anyway. Most of the starters may or may not for a minute or two, but okay, fine. The second one, you would think it's more of a dress rehearsal. He'd probably sit the third game, as most of the starters will, because that's your new de facto fourth preseason game, right? So to me, it's not necessarily that he needs all the reps or the team needs him to be there for all the reps. It's a combination they're in. Brandon Ayuk last year signed, I think, August 29th, like the week of the regular season. Never got off to a good start, just wasn't right, wasn't really football ready, then tore his ACL. That's my kind of number one fear here. Is the guy holds out for too long, won't cave in, team won't cave in, finally something is reached. But I don't want to say it's too late, but now you make yourself vulnerable for the soft tissue injury or for some other kind of serious injury. You're not in rhythm or you're not yourself to start the year, and everyone's kind of going, this is what the holdout was all about? And then you've got more controversy that compounds what you already have, and you've got some ill will generated potentially. Like, you need at some point to get in, and it's different than running sprints on a hill or, you know, like doing Jerry Rice used to do, run up on the beach and everything else. You need to be practicing football to play football effectively. I don't know how long he needs. Everyone needs a little bit different. So whether it's 2 weeks or 10 days or, 6 days on the grass, I have no idea. But at some point, he does need to get ready to play football, both for himself to have a good year and for the team to have a good year.
I was going to say, what does that have to do with the team? But your point is all of the problems with him not being at practice and participating are kind of McLaurin specific. And if he's not his best, then it does hurt the team.
Yes.
But aren't there direct ways that it hurts the team just by way of distractions? You're hearing in all these interviews I'm doing now with Dietrich Wise or Trey Amos or whatever, it's the Terry chance, yeah. The MVP chance. He is in the meeting room. He's at the facility, so the camaraderie is not dissipating. But there's a timing with Jaden Daniels where maybe it affects Daniels directly. The fall off in talent is obvious, but are there other ways that the team is directly affected? You know, use the word, the football parlance of conduct detrimental. Is his holdout right now conduct that is detrimental to the team? It might be early enough that you could say no, but at some point you say yes.
It would be yes, yeah.
When does that shift? Again, we'll hit the phones on this at 800-636-1067. I think it's whenever you turn the page from preparing for the season to the regular season, right? So that might be different for every single team. Like the preseason, while an important metric, you and I have debated this for years. I always look at the clubs that, hold out starters and see how they do. And I think you're seeing now that the conversation in week one every year is, oh my God, the performance, the quality of play is worse. Well, there's less practice time than ever. Mm-hmm. There's less preseason time than ever. Teams take it less seriously because they don't want the injuries. And the result is worse football and teams getting off to slow starts. What did the Cincinnati Bengals, who are the notorious slow starters
in the
NFL.
Oh, they love being 0-2 so much.
But what are they going to do? They're actually going to take it more seriously this year. And they say they're going to play guys in the preseason a little bit more. So, like, I think there's some merit to it, but you can still get into shape. You can still get it on the same page. And it's not going to be devastating to McLaurin and Daniels in the tandem quarterback receiver if he only has a week or two leading up. But as soon as you turn that calendar into like it's regular season mode, which for a lot of teams is the Monday after cuts, right after Labor Day, which is generally the first couple of days of September, going into a week one against the Giants, and it's a short week. You play two games in 10 days
yep.
from that Monday. So my answer would honestly be cut down day. If I'm cutting down my roster and I'm releasing somebody that I might have kept if you weren't around or vice versa, I'm having to keep someone because you still haven't shown up. And then a couple of days later, you walk back in the door and they get cut and it's not fair to them after the work they put in. Now that's conduct detrimental. Now you're affecting way more than just yourself. But even that late in the game, Danny, while I think he could still get off to an okay start, he's not going to be in the same shape. He's not going to have prepared his body the same way. Right? I mean, 6-7 days leading up to the regular season,
right.
10 games in his first 10 days on the job when he wasn't in any practices, you're asking for problems.
This is my view.
So maybe I got to go back before that.
Yeah.
But that's first blush, first thought. That's what I would say.
Yeah, and that's my view on it, is if you can't, in other words, the team is hurt, Terry is hurt. If Terry can't be Terry, how does Terry get to be Terry? A certain amount of preparation. I don't know what that is. For every person, it's going to be different. There are guys that roll out of bed and, you know, Aaron Donald notoriously didn't really need all the practice time. He'll walk in and be the defensive player of the year. Other guys do. Other guys need the reps and the pads popping and to get hit a couple times and to work your way into a season. And who knows what everybody's body needs? Who knows what you might have needed at 22 versus need now at approaching age 30 in terms of muscle readiness and in terms of the recovery. Again, running sprints, you can be in great shape. You're in better shape than 99.999 barred percent of humanity. It's not an in-shape contest. You're not running a marathon. You're not trying to finish under the 26.2 in Boston in sub 2 hours. This is football. It's a different kind of shape that involves getting, you know, rattled around, the physicality, having those kind of quick bursts, resting for a second, being attentive enough for a play call. There's just a rhythm to it that guys have to go through it in order to do it. Even with all the in-shape 24/7, 365 that these athletes are now. I mean, it used to be training camp preseason was there for guys to work off their beer guts that they developed in the offseason, and you're doing two-a-days because you haven't been hit in however many months. You haven't done anything to stay in shape because you weren't incentivized to do so. It's a different time now. Everyone approaches or walks into camp in great shape. It's not a cardiovascular issue. It's a football-shaped thing, and enough football guys have talked about it where I know it's a thing. How long does it take for Terry? I don't know. But at some point, if he's not doing that, then he's not going to be Terry. And it's either going to be an injury of some kind, he won't be ready, won't be himself, and all of a sudden that's not only his detriment, that's to the team's detriment. So when that is happening, and I won't know when that is specifically, we'll be able to see it with a big enough sample, I'll go, dude, it went from you're trying to make a point and I respect it to you're now hurting this year, and that's not cool.
Clearly, the holdout is bad for the team. And I'm going to say holdout, and you guys can get upset. Yeah. It's still a holdout, people. Yeah. The hold-in phrase is like a couple of years old and everyone thinks it's cute because you're there. You're in the facility.
It's a hold-in, bro.
A holdout just means you're refusing to practice. That's what it means. I don't care if you're at home or you're watching La La Land at the movie theater at AMC Hoffman or if you're at the facility. It doesn't matter to me. You're holding out. So regardless, not participating, it is bad for the team. It's worse that he's not doing it, but there's a big difference between that and being a detriment. Taken away from their chances to be their ceiling. When does that start is the question.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.